Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
When I was in my late mid-teens and earlier, I was very, very active physically, athletically. And even after Phyllis and I got married, like a year or two before we went to school, not only was I was training to be a fighter, but I was working on the docks loading freight. I had a metabolism like a forest fire. I kid you not, man. You'd been shocked at what I ate. I brought a grocery bag full of food to work. Am I telling it straight? Phyllis would cook for me. I mean, the plate was this big and this tall. And there'd be like three or four other Tupperware containers. But for break, I'd have like three or four sandwiches. And I'd drink a half gallon of milk, three or four sandwiches. That's just for break. I mean, I ate. It was amazing how much I ate, but I wasn't big. I think I was 175 pounds and in good condition. And then we went to Bible school. And what we did, we'd go to class and sit. And after class, we'd go eat and sit. And then come back to healing school and sit. And sit. And then after, of course, when you get out of healing school, what do you do? Well, you go eat. I mean, it's evening time. It's supper time, you know. So you go eat. And then you go back and it's time to study. So we'd sit. And then, of course, 10 or 11 o'clock, you get hungry. You're sitting up studying, eating. Studying. So you eat. And then you sit. And you go back tomorrow and you sit. And eat. And sit. And eat. And of course, I'm eating like I've always been eating. I'm eating like I was loading freight and like I was working out all the time. But I'm not. I'm just sitting. And eating. And something strange happened and unusual. All my pants shrunk up. And my clothes shrunk up until they were binding and uncomfortable. So naturally, I went out and did one of the dumbest things you ever did and bought bigger pants and filled them up. And then went and bought some bigger pants yet. And you think we'd be smarter than this, but I mean, it took me a few years and here I'm, you know, 245 and way too heavy for where I ought to be. And I'm thinking, hey, something's not right. Can you tell me what it was, or is it a great mystery that none of us can know? What was my problem? Do you know what? I'm taking in more than I'm burning. As long as I was burning it, I could eat like that. But now I'm not burning it, but I'm taking it in. I'm driving around the block and saying, put more gas in the tank. I'm not burning it. Right? So I wasn't going to have that level of physical activity. So what do I have to do? I got to reduce the intake. Right? Someone says, well, I think I'm eating plenty. It's real simple. If you're still gaining weight, you're taking too much in. And it's not just amount of food. You understand this, that, you know, you could eat some rice and potatoes and maybe something else for the same calorie amount you could a candy bar. Or two, or, you know, you just have to look at the thing to see what works for you. Don't take anybody's diet book and make a Bible out of it. I don't care who it is. Don't take anybody's exercise book and make a Bible out of it. Don't do it. And don't preach that this is the salvation of our physical condition. No. This right here. This is it. And you got the Holy Spirit inside of you. And He'll help you to custom tailor what's right for you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
What might be right for you might not be right for somebody else. And so don't preach your convictions off on somebody else. Well, this is what I do. It's what you're supposed to do too. Says who? Don't do that. Have you realized that some of the books that were so hot about diet and exercise 20 years ago, where are they now? Some of them have fallen completely into disrepute. People decided, no, they were wrong. What do you think some of the books right now are going to look like?
Same thing.
In 5 years or... No, there might be something you'd read and it bears witness with you and you think, yep, I think that fits me. But don't take anybody's mentality or structure and diet plan and exercise and just swallow all of it and lift it up as a standard. No, be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Every day and everything. He deals with you, leave that off, then you leave that off. But you don't go preaching everybody else supposed to leave it off. You do this, well then you do it. You preach the Word, not your convictions. Did you hear me? Preach the Word, not your convictions. The Bible actually talks about when people, teaching and preaching that certain foods are wrong to eat and that kind of thing, calls it doctrines of devils. People better watch, because they're using their pulpit to preach diet instead of the Word or something else. Y'all are quiet. I don't have anybody in mind. No particular person in mind. Just the Scripture. I have Timothy in mind that talks about that. So, aren't you glad we're having so much fun?
Yeah.
If the gas tank is stretched out and we got gas tanks sticking out from under the fenders, gas tank out from under the bumpers, and gas tank dragging the ground, what should we do? Quit pumping so much into the gas tank, right?
Yeah.
And drive some more.
Yeah.
Drive some more. Burn some gas. Burn it up.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Get out and walk or run or do something. Find out what works for you. Find out what you like to do that involves some physical activity. And you have to find the balance in your life. You know, the thing that's going to change you the quickest are changes in eating and changes in exercise. You change either one and it'll change your body. You change both, it'll have the most effects the quickest.
Yeah.
But it's not enough to just try something. Don't go on diets for 2 weeks. Change your life. How long? Forever. Right? You know, that's why people, they lose 20 pounds of fat and then 6 months later they gained it back plus 10. Well, they didn't change their life. They tried something.
Yeah.
They didn't change their life. Your life must be changed. Said out loud again, my belly,
my stomach
is not my God. Now, when it comes to eating, there's nothing wrong with enjoying a meal. You're not going to hear me say that I'm never going to eat a piece of pie. But we should be in control, right? And there's times maybe when I'll go out and somebody takes us to someplace special and, you eat something maybe that you normally wouldn't eat. But then when you come back home, you don't eat any of it all week. Did you hear what I'm saying? You got to work out your own salvation. What works for you in these areas.
Yeah.
And when it comes to eating, we need to get rid of the recreational eating. Sport eating. Well, let's just go eat and eat. You can sit down and talk without eating a bunch of stuff. You can.
Yeah.
Or eating things that are not too heavy for you. Just make adjustments. You know, I don't think it's even healthy to try to lose too much too fast. Just make the adjustments, and over a period of time, your body will adapt to your new lifestyle. Amen? And you're not weighing yourself every day or even every week necessarily. It's not about a magic number, and it's not about a magic dress size or pant size. It's about when you feel good about yourself. Amen? When you're happy in your heart that you're where you want to be. Feel like you're glorifying God with your spirit. And with your body,
Amen.
Which are both His. Everybody say no recreational eating. Sport eating. Eating is not a hobby. It's not a sport. I eat at the right time, the right amount for strength. Amen. You know, there's folk that hadn't been hungry in 40 years. They don't even know what it feels like. But when you know, okay, I should eat something. I need some strength and, it's the right time. But he talks about individuals that just get up and start eating and drinking, and they're just doing this out of recreation and sport. And he said the land is not blessed when the leaders are that way. Well, why? Because they're not controlled. And if they're not controlled in that area, they're not going to be controlled in other areas. They're just flesh ruled. And they're going to be poor leaders. Bad leaders. Hallelujah. I think I'm through. Let me just check and see. Don't hear too much shouting tonight, but that's all right. That's all right. Faith does what? It acts. Right? Faith acts. Don't make rash commitments that you don't keep, and then you wind up in more condemnation than you started out. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Don't try to keep up with somebody else or do what you think they're doing or what they said they're doing. No. Do what's real in your heart. And it's not extreme effort that gets the job done. It's consistency. I said it's consistency. Don't be in a rush to say, well, I lost, 10 pounds in a week. Or, all right. So that's not the real test. The real test is, how are you next year? Did you hear me? Well, I ran 5 miles this week. Okay. That really don't mean a whole lot. How are you next year? You see what I'm saying? Life changes. And so you make progress every day, but things that you incorporate into your life and you stay with it. You stay with it, like reading your Bible. How many believe reading your Bible has changed you and helped you? Would you say that? Amen. We read here at Faith Life Church, we read our chapter every day, Monday through Friday. Am I right or am I absolutely right? Right. Why? You know, so, well, I read the whole book of Hebrews. Well, great, but then people will go 6 months and not even pick up a Bible. No, every day, feeding your spirit. Every day, feeding your spirit, you grow. You grow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R213. That's R213, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.